The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But from today, there will be a broadcasting ban for TV and radio on the advertising of alcohol. This measure is under the Watershed Section 19 of the Public Health Alcohol Act. Dr. Sheila Gilheeny is CEO of Alcohol Awareness Ireland, and she's on the line. Sheila, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, and thank you very much for having me
on. You welcome this measure, I presume.
Yes, we do. And it is something that Alcohol Action Ireland has been strongly campaigning for many years, actually, and not just us, but multiple other organisations who value children and, you know, see that as an important thing, that children are protected from predatory marketing practices.
Now, what is the actual detail of the ban? When can alcohol not be advertised?
So on TV, you can't see alcohol ads between 3 a.m. and 9 p.m. So basically before 9 p.m. And then that's every day of the week. And then on radio, for weekdays, you can't show alcohol ads between 3 p.m. and 10 a.m. the following morning.
Okay, so during the daytime, for example, on my program, we could have alcohol ads.
Yes.
Okay, but the idea being that kids are in school, therefore they're not hearing the ads and therefore they cannot be influenced. That's the theory.
Yes, that's the theory. But as you can see, somehow that the weekends, apparently children must be in school as well over the weekends. Hmm. And, you know, nothing is perfect. This is a piece of legislation which was debated in the Oireachtas for 3 years. And a lot of, you know, the original proposals were watered down somewhat. And this is what, you know, what has emerged at the end. So it's not perfect, but it's definitely better than nothing. And we certainly welcome it finally being introduced, because it was passed in 2018. And we're now well over 6 years, you know, since that date. But it is now finally coming into play today.
Now, how much evidence is there that advertising on television or on radio influences the consumption? I'll just give you my perspective on, say, Guinness and Heineken and so on, that their brand advertising is aimed at people who do drink, and it's tried to get them to choose their brand rather than the other's brand. In other words, it's a brand comparison rather than a kind of an invitation to people to drink.
Yeah, that would be an argument that the alcohol industry is very keen to make. But all the evidence actually shows that the exposure of children to alcohol advertising, firstly, it increases the likelihood of them starting to drink, and if they're already drinking, to drink more, and to drink in particularly risky ways, like, you know, high levels of binge drinking. And there's an absolute multitude of research evidence over many years now that would say exactly that. So it's not about choosing different brands for adults. It's actually about, you know, normalising alcohol so that children see it as a part of everyday life, and therefore something that they're likely to want to do and will aspire to do as well. And we know, not only do we have the evidence from multiple other countries, but we see the level of exposure that children currently have to alcohol advertising. Now, Diageo is currently the number four broadcast advertiser to children under the age of...
I saw that stat, and I'm wondering, where does that come from? The number four, the fourth highest spend of advertising to children. How do you know they're aiming at children? And in what circumstance are they targeting children to the exclusion of other people?
So that's a report from the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland, which measured what are the ads that children are seeing, how much are they seeing of it, and when are they seeing it. And that's the data that they would have come back with.
There's very little now of exclusive children's programming. And that's why I'm wondering how that figure is reached, even if it comes from an authority like the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland, which is now Commissioner Naman. I'm just wondering how they tease that out. They're saying that Diageo is targeting children.
Well, they're saying what they have measured is, what do children actually see? So by looking at what children are actually seeing, that's how they've come to that conclusion. But we know it as well. It's not just, as I say, the TV advertising that the children see. We also know that at this point, children are watching, a lot of their screen time is actually coming from online advertising. So while Commissioner Naman is actually looking at that separately, we know from research in Australia that children see a vast amount of alcohol advertising online, and we think that there would be no reason to suspect that would be any different here.
Sure, and I'm wondering, is that not the dominant effect? You know, if you go on TikTok, and I don't, but I'm told that you can find recipes for making your margaritas or your Negronis or whatever, and that's what teenagers are doing. They're actually getting their alcohol information more online than they might be from broadcast media.
I think that's actually a very fair point. And for that reason, you know, we would be saying that what we have currently from the Public Health Alcohol Act is legislation that was originally designed back in 2013. That would have been the genesis of that. But obviously things have moved on considerably since that. And we would say that there's a very strong case to look at online advertising and to put in place similar restrictions around, you know, children's exposure to
alcohol. And do you know, Sheila, if it's possible technically to do that?
Yes, we do believe that it is, because, you know, if you look at the reverse of it, it is very technically possible to make sure that you see a particular type of ad, I see a different ad, children might see a different ad again. So the advertising agencies, the online platforms themselves, as well as the producers, certainly know how to target their ads. So if they know how to do that, we can also do the same in reverse.
Yeah. And the question then of influencers or, you know, the cocktail specialist on TikTok showing you how to make this stuff. I mean, is it possible to control what they do?
Like I said, there's always methods of being able to control things because, you know, this is, and in fact, actually, there are other countries which are looking to do that. Norway, for example, has a complete ban on alcohol advertising, including online. And there's Finland would also have a ban as well. So, but, you know, apart from, you know, the control on when you might see an ad, we also say that it's very important that what is controlled is the content of what you actually see as well. And another part of the Public Health Alcohol Act, which hasn't yet been commenced, is Section 13. And what it does, it actually puts in place restrictions on what should be in an alcohol ad. So you strip out the myth-making of what we're currently seeing, where everything that you might hold dear to you, whether that's sport, music, family, you know, is there. But equally importantly, as well as stripping out the myths, is putting in some facts as well about it. And that would include health information such as...
So basically make it so unattractive a piece of creativity that basically people won't do it. You know, if you strip out sport, you strip out having a nice dinner with friends, you strip out all the congeniality that comes with normal, healthy adult consumption of alcohol, there's nothing left. So there's no ad, really.
Well, the idea, this would actually be similar to, you know, to other legislation that exists in other countries. And yes, I would actually say we should go further and just have a complete ban on alcohol advertisement in the same way
as we
have.
That might be the effect. Tobacco. That might actually be the effect
of that. That is the aim to do
now,
that.
Sheila, you may have looked at the stats and realised you're having, or would appear to be having, some success, because consumption of alcohol is going down among younger people. But unfortunately, the consumption of drugs like cocaine is going up. So are they simply not switching out of one thing into another form of high?
Well, we certainly would have a concern about other drugs as well. But just to put some perspective on that, so about 73% of the population would drink alcohol and about 7% of the population would use illegal drugs. So yes, and that is growing at a younger age group as well. But it's not really just, you know, a case of saying, oh, they're substituting one for the other. We already have very, very high levels of alcohol use. Mm. And in fact, if you look at that younger age group, 15 to 24-year-olds, of those who drink, 37% would have an alcohol use disorder. So, you know, we really do have a very specific problem with alcohol, and we, you know, it's important that we directly address that. And I think one of the things that's really needed is a coherent approach right across government. So this is legislation that's come from the Department of Health, you know, which is obviously seeking to reduce alcohol consumption. But we see that you need cooperation across other departments. So, for example, the Department of Media would have been involved, you know, with this particular section. And it has taken 6 years of consultation, you know, with the Department of Media to finally get this piece enacted. So we would be calling for a dedicated office that would actually coordinate alcohol policy right across government and look to the future as well. We can't simply look back and say, well, gosh, we got this piece of legislation, that's grand. We need to be looking forward, as you say, for things like online media advertisement as well.
Okay, I'll read you some of the comments. Alcohol consumption is falling. Obesity is on the rise. How about banning ads for soft drinks, fast food, food delivery companies, takeaways and so on? Another one. I love rugby and I love the Heineken Cup, the Champions Cup now, but I can't stand and don't drink Heineken no matter what advertising Heineken does within the sport. I simply won't drink it. Regarding the alcohol advertising ban, the industry has neatly sidestepped the restrictions already by switching to zero branding on much of their products. They can just buy as much ad space without penalty, keeping their name in circulation. That's from Mick and Meath. Will Sean still be able to do movies and booze? It's my absolute favourite radio programme, Friday afternoons on News Talk. I presume if he went from 2 to 3, he'd be able to do it instead of going from 3 to 4 with movies and booze. Hi, Pat. The advertising model equals awareness, interest, desire, action. This is a good law, re kids. The only people against this would be broadcasters and the alcohol industry. That's from Vinny in Ballymoney. This all sounds a bit over the top. As a kid, I saw many ads for alcohol. It never made me want to start drinking. We also saw lots of ads aiming to stop people drink driving, and to me, many people obviously still do that. So what actual difference will this ban make, asks Peter in Dublin. And a final, probably telling one, do kids even watch terrestrial TV or listen to radio anymore? Unless there's Guinness ads during Bluey, I don't see how kids are going to see these ads outside of being online. So what do you think, Sheila?
Well, you know, a range of opinions there, but, you know, the evidence certainly says that, you know, the more alcohol advertising that that people see, in particular when children see, the more likely it is that they are to drink. And obviously you'll get exceptions. There'll be people say, you know, I've never drunk in all my life and I've seen all these ads, and that's true. But you have to look at things in the round. I think they're very interesting comments about the sidestepping of the regulations to date with the zero alcohol products. And actually the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, has decried this practice, you know, calling it a cynical practice, where you see zero alcohol products being advertised in places that are restricted for alcohol advertising, say, for example, on buses places close to schools. You do see a proliferation there. So we would be saying there's a real need to look and to address that directly. And again, going back to Norway, they would have a similar thing. They have a complete ban on alcohol advertising. And if you advertise a zero alcohol product, it has to have a different brand description. Okay. than the master brand.
Very good. Sheila, thank you very much for joining us. That's Dr. Sheila Gilheeny, CEO of Alcohol Awareness Ireland.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.